Do you handle conflict well? Often, I want to just run away and avoid it and hope it will just go away. But I found that that doesn't really solve the problem. So, what do you think? Hi, I'm Tammy. Welcome to Women of Hope, and thank you for being with us today. Carol, what do you think?
I think we all know some people who like arguing, especially if they are powerful and can get their own way, but most of us women really don't like it. We have that in common, Tammy. I usually become very frightened, and I feel like a little child. My stomach feels sick and my heart races whenever I have to talk with someone who's angry with me, or if I feel that they've done something wrong and I need to talk with them about it.
How about you, friend? Do you feel the same way with your husband or your children?
No, not really. I find it much easier with my family. I don't get quite as nervous when I have to deal with conflict with them.
Me too. I think it's probably because we live together, and I know we love each other, but I still struggle sometimes when I have to deal with anger, disagreement, or even conflict in my family.
You know, it's really easy to feel angry. Maybe too easy?
Most definitely.
I struggle with that. I think a lot of people do, even with our own families, or our husbands, our children, or our friends, but there are ways that we can learn how to get the conflict resolved in a way that makes the relationship even better than it was before the fight began. Can you believe that? Our friend Sandy is with us today with some ideas to help us to deal with conflict. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you, Carol. Hi, Tammy. And hello to you, too. Let me tell you a story from when I was a child. I did something to annoy my sister, so she scratched me with her long fingernails. I was angry, and I lifted my hand above my head. I was going to give her a strong, hard slap. My father had quietly come up behind me just then, and he grabbed my arm. I was so upset. I could not get even with my sister. Was our conflict resolved?
I guess not. The fight was stopped, but those feelings were still there, and you weren't friends again.
You're right. Conflicts happen for many reasons. Conflicts are normal in close relationships, like families and friends. We might imagine that other families are always sweet and loving, but I don't think there is any close relationship without some conflict, because people are different.
That's true, you know. Each one of us may try to resolve conflicts in different ways. We're all different, and we come from different backgrounds. We all have different experiences in life.
Do we have to agree on everything? No. We can decide to accept one another even when there are differences. That's one way to take the pain out of conflict. We can also decide that it's all right not to agree on everything. Communication, talking things through, is very important. It can really help to reduce conflict. When we talk, we should be open, honest, and ready to listen. Try not to accuse the other person. Do not blame them for the conflict. There are two people involved. We need to let both people share what they're thinking, their reasons, their hurts, and their expectations. Before I try to fix a conflict with someone else, I need to take a look at myself. Do I need to change something before I speak to the other person? Do I need to apologize? Have I thought of some solutions? Am I willing to forgive him or her, even if he or she does not ask for forgiveness? Are you an angry sort of person? I suggest that you don't try to solve a conflict when you are angry or emotional. Say that you will come back later and talk later and walk away for an hour. That way you won't say things that later on you might be sorry you said.
I've learned not to raise a difficult issue when either of us is tired or hungry. These things affect your emotions and thinking, When you confront someone about a conflict, you need to pick a good time.
Good advice, Tammy. There's another important point. Listen to the other person carefully. Repeat what they said in your own words to make sure that you understand what they mean and show that you are trying to understand. Only deal with the present, the things that are happening today. Do not bring up issues from the past. And it's good to remember that our relationship with the other person is usually more important than the issue causing the conflict. If you care about the person, you can usually find a way to sort out the problem.
So what happened with your sister, Sandy?
Well, we stayed angry for a little while, and we often argued in those years. We were just immature children. But we really did care about each other, and we are best friends now.
I was thinking, Tammy, it might be a good idea if you went over some of those points that Sandy made. That would help us to remember what we need to do to help resolve conflict.
Good idea. The first thing I remember was, conflicts are normal in close relationships.
Well, that's nice to know that I'm not the only one who has to deal with conflicts.
I know you're right about that. Then she said, we can decide to accept one another even when there are differences. And the third point, communication is very important. Talking things through.
And she said, I should really take a look at myself. I'm not so good at that one. I would rather look at the other person.
Oh, I know. But it's good to realize it might be partly your fault. The next one is very important. Do not try to resolve it while you're angry.
And the next one that I need to remember is this. Listen to the other person carefully and make sure that you understand their point of view. Now, that's a hard one, isn't it?
Oh, it is. The last one, I think, is even harder. Only deal with things in the present. Do not bring up issues from the past. I believe these things will help you, my friend. I know that they'll help us.
Yes, I can see that they will.
We've been talking with Sandy about ways to deal with conflict. And now she has some thoughts from God's Word, the Bible, about fighting spiritual battles.
I shared some good ideas about dealing with conflict, but I have to tell you, I'm not always good at it. I'm not proud of this, and I had a major disagreement with a group of women recently. We had different ideas about how to do something, and I just knew I was right and that they were wrong. So I put on my battle clothes, so to speak. My emotional armor that would protect me, and I went to war. And armor protects the whole body, so it was as though I had put on the belt of unpleasantness that would hurt my friends. I felt like I put on the breastplate of disagreement around my chest, and I argued with all of my might. I reached down, and on my feet I put the shoes of discontentment, and I complained. On my head I put my helmet of stubbornness, and I would not listen or compromise. To protect myself from the attacks of others, I took up the shield of anger, and I yelled so that everyone heard my opinion. I fought a great and mighty battle. Did I win? No, I did not win. I was fighting the wrong battle, and I had on the wrong sort of armor. What armor had I put on to prepare for this battle? The armor of sin. What is the armor of sin? It is unpleasantness, disagreement, discontentment, stubbornness, and anger. I fought a battle in my own power, with my own words, and I failed completely to win the hearts of the women I was fighting. So what does the Bible say about going into battle when we have disagreements? I need to tell you a true story first. Paul was a leader of the early followers of Jesus, and he preached the good news about Jesus in a city called Ephesus in Turkey. Some believed and put their trust in Jesus, and they met together to worship God and support each other. Some were from Jewish backgrounds. Some were Gentiles who used to worship other gods. Some were slaves, and some were masters. So you can imagine that they sometimes didn't agree with each other. Paul really loved his young church community. Paul often got into trouble with the Jewish leaders because of his preaching, and he was beaten and arrested more than once. Sometime later, Paul was imprisoned in Rome. He was guarded by Roman soldiers, and he saw their uniform every day. A soldier wore armor when he fought. There was a strong leather belt and a breastplate to protect his chest. He wore special shoes and carried a small shield that he used to stop arrows. On his head, he would wear a helmet made of metal and leather, and he carried a sword to defend himself and to attack the enemy. He was a proud and fearsome figure. While Paul was in that prison, he wrote a letter to the Christians in Ephesus, and that letter was inspired by God. Now it is part of God's Word, the Bible. A lot of his letter was about how God had made them united in their faith in Jesus Christ and how they should work hard to stay united. He told them to be honest with each other, thankful, worshiping God together as one. He said that they needed to submit to each other and try not to dominate each other. Now listen to the next thing he wrote. Be strong in union with the Lord and by means of His mighty power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the devil's evil tricks. For your struggle is not against flesh and blood, that is, other people, but against the forces of darkness and spiritual wickedness. Now, I know you have had disagreements and arguments with people. We all have, haven't we? When we get into fights, we protect ourselves by acting in hurtful ways and saying hurtful words. We are in a battle, and the goal is to win. But who are we fighting? We are fighting other people. Perhaps it is a husband, a mother-in-law, a friend, a neighbor, or even a sister at church. The devil, Satan, will use people and circumstances to make us angry so that we are cruel to others. I was doing battle with those women when the real enemy was the devil. The devil is the source of all evil. He is the father of lies, anger, resentment, envy, and darkness. He is the enemy of our souls, and he is the one who causes us to go into battle with the wrong armor. I was trying to fight about worthless rules when the real reason for the battle was evil. I lost the battle because not only did I choose the wrong enemy, I also was not properly prepared with God's armor. The Bible not only tells us who we should fight, it tells us how to fight. God is the Father of all that is good. Through Paul, God told us in the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, to stand up for what is good. He wrote, "Take your stand with truth as your belt and righteousness as your breastplate. Put the good news of peace on your feet and use salvation as your helmet. In your hand, hold the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And above all, take faith as your shield." Oh, this is different from the armor I put on before. What is the Bible telling us? Before we do battle in any situation, we are to make sure that we are being faithful not only in what we say and do, but also in what we believe. Are you fighting for something that stands for truth as we know it in the Bible? If so, wear it with confidence, like a belt. Then we are to put on the breastplate of righteousness. That means being holy and good. This will protect our hearts. Next come the shoes of peace, which will help us walk calmly, quietly, and gently as we carry God's message of peace. On your head, put the helmet of salvation. You do that by being prepared to restore, rescue, and heal hurting people, because God has restored, rescued, and healed you. In your heart, carry the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is another way of saying God's word, the Bible. The Bible is truth. It is God's own word, not my words. If you go into battle with the Bible guiding you in all that you do and say, your battle will be successful. Psalm 119, verse 11 says, "If we hide God's word in our heart, we will not sin against him." Lastly, take faith as your shield. What do you believe in? Is it yourself, or perhaps your right to defend yourself? If it is, you will fail. The Bible says your shield of faith must be made up of two things. The first is confidence that God is in control of everything. The second is hope, not in what you see, but in what you know to be true from the Bible. Paul ends his letter by saying that we should pray at all times and be alert, tireless, and brave. The next time you are tempted to do battle with your husband, your mother-in-law, a friend, a neighbor, or even a sister at church, stop for a moment and ask yourself, who am I really fighting? My husband? My mother-in-law? Or the devil, Satan, who wants to destroy marriages? Am I fighting my friend? Or Satan, who wants to break up friendships? And ask yourself, am I prepared for the spiritual battle? This morning, did I ask God to show me his truth, to protect me with his righteousness, to build up my faith, to help me, to work for peace? Have I prepared myself by filling my mind with the truth from God's word? If you do these things, I think you will find that you don't want to fight people. You will want to help them and be at peace with them. Let me pray for you now. Dear Lord, it is so easy to fight with other people. It is the devil we should be fighting. Help my friend to be prepared for this battle by giving her truth from your word. Bless her with your righteousness, peace, salvation, and faith.
Well, thank you for that story, Sandy. Conflict, fighting, and stress, everyone has it and everyone hates it. But even in the midst of the raging battle, remember that the true enemy is Satan, the devil. It's okay to be angry with Satan, but always remember we have the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord.
That's right. I really love the song, "Be Thou My Vision." Every time I hear it, it reminds me that the Lord is my vision, my battle shield, my sword for the fight. It makes me feel strong, not because I am strong, but because I'm trusting in God who is strong and good and who loves me. And he loves you too, my friend.
Well, it's time for us to go now, but we will be praying for you. We'd love to hear from you, too, so please write to us at TWR, Women of Hope, and share your story with us so that we can pray for you specifically. Our email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. If you've missed a program or would even like to hear one again, you can do that at our website, twrwomenofhope.org. That's twrwomenofhope.org. Or come visit us on our Facebook page.
As we go, let me say those words from the Bible again. Be strong in union with the Lord and by means of his mighty power. Put on the armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the devil's evil tricks. Goodbye, and God bless you.